congratulations, a second Ulster club title, and you're essentially the holders of the competition. You won it the last time it was played. You must be delighted as a squad, as a club.
Yeah, well, I've only played senior football actually 3 years, and I've two Ulster titles. Obviously last year I couldn't win it as there was no Ulster title, but yeah, we're over the moon.
Derry Gonnelly made it very difficult for you. They set up very defensively in the opening quarter. Took you a long time to find a way to break them down.
Yeah, well, we weren't prepared for that there, because we thought Derry Gonnelly would come out and play us, because a few years ago they came out and played us man for man, so we weren't really ready for it. But we got to grips with it in the second half, and then we pushed on.
How frustrating was it for you as a forward and for your fellow attackers to come up against 15 defenders essentially?
Fuck no, well, that's modern day football, you have to get used to it. It's not plain sailing anymore. Yeah, well, obviously as a forward, it's not, you want to play man v man and be able to take your man on and score and whatever, but some days that's what you're put up against.
And Darrell's goal, of course, late in the first half gave you that breakthrough, and things started to open up a bit after that.
Yeah, well, that was a great goal by Dobbs. He's only back, it's mad what that wee man can do. He's only back from injury, and to put away a goal like that there, he was a class wee player. Really gave us a lift going into half time, and then we pushed on again in the second half.
And you had to defend a bit yourselves, and you had that resilience, of course, and that spirit of resistance that's been built up over the years by Kilcrew.
Yeah, well, suppose there's a lot of them boys that have played in 9 or 10 Ulster campaigns, and suppose the more you play, the more you learn, and yeah, they had the know-how, I suppose, and then we grinded the game out and got over the line, thankfully.
And a couple of great goals later on, the first from Jerome, and then he set up one for the younger brother yourself, and you put it away very nicely.
I actually think that was wee Doc got the goal. Jerome will not be too happy. He's going well with the goals this year, but he actually had an easy chance and he missed it. But yeah, it's a team game, I suppose, and it was great just to get over the line.
And now an All-Ireland semi-final, I think it's St. Finbars of Cork that you play. They had a great win over the Kerry champions, Austin Stacks, today.
Yeah, well, the further you go in the competition, obviously the harder the teams that you're playing against, you get better and better. Yeah, well, Conor McCrickard, actually a lad from Leitrim, is playing for them, so yeah, we'll regroup tomorrow night or whatever, and we'll get back to the drawing board and get ready for them.